Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. Beautiful Thursday out there, man. As well. Hopefully you can get out and enjoy it a little bit. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
Yeah, believe me, I have enjoyed it all.
Me too.
About the last 9 hours. But yeah, it is a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful Thursday as we are one day away from a three-day weekend, which are always just so special, so special. Should have that more of them. I'm still trying to work on some legislation to get us the four-day week, work week and everything. But yeah, we're still working on it. You know, we're gonna get it on.
If you and I can get that going, dude, we'll be the most popular duo in the history of.
There's nothing else that you know
world.
We have to do than that right there. If we can just get it on the floor.
Yeah.
Get it on the floor,
just
man.
Get it on the ballot.
That's it. That's it, man. Just get it there, and then because ain't nobody gonna vote against that.
No.
Even the damn people in the lawmakers, like, hell yeah.
You know what? That's a good idea. It's a good idea.
Hell yeah, man.
So they make some strong points.
Yeah, so, you know, and obviously kids are out of school. Best weekend. So if you're traveling and everything, I saw all the expected people through Jackson Hartsfield Airport, just millions of people.
Where are people going?
I don't – what do you think they're going?
Summer vacation or something?
I mean, kids are done with school.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go. Mm. We got to get on the air. We got to get on an airplane. Obviously, the
that's when I put them to work.
Obviously, the highways
out.
Are going to be packed and all that. So y'all be careful.
Deck rebuild starts.
Hey, my man,
get out there. How are you with a hammer? What are you four?
Four.
Great. Put on some goggles.
I mean,
try not to bang your thumb.
That's the biggest thing. Try not to hurt yourself, man. But yeah, can't wait for the whole weekend. And hopefully, everybody's going to have fun, be safe, or build decks or whatever your thing is that you do on holiday weekends. But what a freaking basketball game! I know because the Braves game got – I'm like, hold on. What time was it? I was like, hold on. They don't want to wait and see?
Yeah, that's kind of what Washington does.
Yeah, like I don't want to wait and see if it's going to, like, pass through.
Remember a couple of years ago there was a rain delay and it never rained?
Yes.
Like they just sat there and, well, the rain's coming.
Yes.
It never did.
Yes.
And they didn't play the game.
Yes.
It did rain yesterday in Washington, so they rained the game out. But at least they called it early, so we wouldn't have to sit around and wait.
Wait for it. But, yeah, but so it's going to be a doubleheader starting at 1 today.
The doubleheader will be in September.
Oh, I thought.
Yeah, they're going to play a doubleheader on September 16th.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, they'll make up that game on September 16th. They'll just play the final game of the series tonight.
All
and
right.
AJ Smith-Shaw will make the start. Yeah,
even
yeah. So got to win.
Does that ever throw
win
a pitcher off?
Tie.
Does it throw off when he says an extra day rest? Because that moves everybody else back.
So I think in a situation like yesterday, when they called it as early as they did, he wouldn't have been to the ballpark doing his warm-up stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's a part of why you do something like that. Like if they would have done the normal pregame routine,
he wouldn't have pitched
and then the rain comes in at 6, mm-hmm. and then the game gets rained out, he probably doesn't go today.
Right.
It would have been Sale, right? Sale would have been the scheduled starter today.
Okay.
But I think that's how you can push him back a day.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, it would throw him off if he would have gone through his normal pregame stuff, but he didn't go through his pregame stuff.
Yeah, so we'll just have to wait for tonight. But yeah, what a freaking game last night in Madison Square Garden. And I'm telling you, when they were up by 17, I was like, oh, well, yeah. Because I think the key to both of these teams is like win the minutes when your star's off the floor.
And the Knicks extended the lead.
Yes, they won. They won the Braylon, the Brunson-less minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Shout out to Campaign.
Oh, God, so damn annoying. And I'm pretty sure Campaign's a nice person.
Maybe, I don't know.
But that shot is just ragged.
Yeah.
And you never forgive him for Dance with Russ the way he did.
I don't know. I just know I can't watch him.
He was Russ's dance partner all those damn years.
But he had some really nice minutes in that fourth quarter.
They did, man. They extended the lead while Brunson was out. And then I don't know what the hell happened.
Right.
But
that's the
Neesmith
to
was.
Me. That's the right way to put it because I know that it's really, and I don't really disagree even with people that want to come on and crap on the Knicks and say the Knicks choked and all that kind of stuff. But I feel like if that's the lead or if that's where you start, I feel like you underplay what the Pacers did.
I agree.
What the Pacers did was one of the most remarkable displays of like unexpected shot making that I've ever seen. Because it wasn't like, you know, even if it was Halliburton, it would have been unexpected. It was Aaron Nesmith, man. Yep. Like, and that's a nice player, no doubt. And obviously he's had a couple of nice postseason runs now the last couple of years with Indiana. But that man's never gone 8 of 9 from three in his life.
No.
That man made 5 threes in the final 3 minutes of the game.
But he's shooting over 50% in the playoffs.
He turned into Steph Curry.
Dude.
Like on even Steph Curry doesn't do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like that was one of the most, and you're right. Like obviously he's having a nice postseason in terms of shooting, but like that's not the guy that you would have expected to do that. Now you would think maybe the Knicks would try to get a hand in his face at some point.
Yes.
Now he's shooting from 30 feet sometimes too.
He was kicking his leg out. That's why I was like, please don't call that.
All of it was insane.
Yes.
It was completely insane. And here's the thing about that is like, I guess the Pacers just are built for it.
Yeah.
Because it's the third time they've done that in this playoff run.
Yep.
Like, they just do that. I don't know how, but they do. They're built for chaos.
They hang around, and then, you know, the way they're able to shoot the basketball. And Nesmith was, like, he was coming. They were finding him.
Yeah.
And the Knicks knew they were finding him. And they were running him off screens. They were doing little ball tosses to him. And he was just unconscious. And for them to let them come back and – for it to come down to what Halliburton, he hit that same shot against Cleveland.
It's the exact same thing.
Except he got his toe on the line.
Behind against Cleveland.
A same shot. And when that ball hit the back, it went up. I was like, oh, that's going in. That's first thing I said, oh, that's going in. Bam. And my favorite thing is watching crowd reaction, especially when it's on the road, and watching the damn garden just go flat.
Deflated.
Just flat. Just
my favorite moment like that ever was when Jorge Soler hit the home run in Houston.
Oh yeah,
remember that? They got all the orange towels they're waving, and Jorge just ends it right there, and everyone just deflated.
And it was still,
that was similar last
and it was,
night
when Soler hit the home run. It was so early in the game.
That's
but
true.
You knew it was
you knew,
over.
Yeah, you knew
when
you
he
knew
hit
what
that
it was.
Damn home. I was like, oh, it's
oh,
over.
There it is.
It's over. Let's start knocking these things back.
Yeah.
All right, start making videos. But. Yeah, just like, and then the choke sign and everything was great. I loved it. But then when I was like, damn, his foot's on the line. So you're like, was that for nothing?
They had to win, right?
They had to win.
Like, if they didn't win in overtime.
You can't lose that game after that.
If they didn't win in overtime, what's the reaction to the choke sign to tie it?
Oh, man.
Like, what? I mean, that's kind of like, that's the joke then,
dude,
right?
I'm talking about you. They call it the back page of the New York Post, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so many different memes of him.
Yeah.
And
it would have been the new Swaggy P when he turns around and puts the three up.
Yes.
When it goes in, but that's worse.
And
though.
What did he do in the overtime?
Played good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
balled his ass off.
So basically, he was like saying, I got to win this basketball game.
I got to make sure that we don't lose.
I got to make sure we don't lose this damn basketball game. But I thought, you know, Carlisle, the challenge was right on time.
Both of them.
You know, and being able to save them because just like, you know, you have this pet peeve about the NBA. Is that damn. That damn review sign.
Yeah.
Because they do it all the time.
The finger circle.
And you can't, as a coach, be stuck up in it because you're like, okay, I understand, but maybe let's just, you know.
And that's one I thought
they did it in the first quarter. Like a player did in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
no, dude, we're not challenging
no.
it. Sometimes you just miss a shot.
Yes.
But I thought what Halliburton did, and I don't know if people have talked about this or not, but like they were trying to get the ball in. Like, the Knicks were trying to inbound the ball because Brunson knew the ball tipped off his finger. Yeah. He knew that it did. Yeah. Halliburton went and stood in front of it so they couldn't get the ball in while Carlisle was waiting for his review guy to tell him and delayed it just long enough.
Did you see the door sitting courtside? Oh, yeah.
He's yelling at him, and Halliburton's just kind of laughing at him. But, like, that was brilliant by Halliburton to go get in the way to give them that extra 15 seconds or whatever they needed to actually make the call to review it. Then they review it. They get the basketball. They needed every single break to go their way.
Yes.
Now, I mean, if there was like a choky moment, obviously Cat missing that second free throw.
Yes.
Like that's not great.
I think it was 10. Mm-hmm. I think the Knicks missed like 10 free throws. But yeah, that was
12.
Then it's 12. Okay. Yeah. That was, you know, but they call them free throw. They're free. Yeah. And you got to make them in that particular moment because Cat played an awesome game.
He did. He played great.
He played great.
That's like the best I've seen him play in the playoffs so far.
He was talking smack, and which is very awkward because he looks like he sound. You remember when Prince ran the house after what happened to his mama? Where are you? Where are you? You remember that?
He's pulling his hands down after making threes. Yeah, like, Cat was out there with a lot of confidence.
But that trash talk sounded like Prince was going to fight his dad. Where are you?
Yeah, man.
Where are you?
Doesn't have the bass in his voice to be talking trash.
Where are you?
But you know what? If you score 35 and Jalen Brunson scores 43, you're usually going to win that game. Here's the thing for the Knicks. Like, if you're a Knicks player, because I don't care about Knicks fans, but if you're a Knicks player and you're thinking to yourself, all right, let's try to rationalize this in our minds so we can make sure we come back and get game two and not like have that derail the entire series. They should have won the game last night.
Yes.
They played well enough to win the game. Obviously, in the end, it did what they did in the end and then in overtime in order to take it away from them. But like, the Knicks won three games against the Celtics in the last series they shouldn't have won.
Yes.
Right? So it happens in the playoffs a little bit. And if the universe is going to balance things out a little bit, the Knicks kind of had one of those coming, didn't they?
Yes.
They won some games against the Celtics that they had absolutely no business winning. They lost that game that they had absolutely no business losing last night. Get it right and try to get the series back together. This one feels like it's going to be a good long series, especially with Indiana taking the first one on the road.
Well, I mean, we mentioned that, though.
What an unbelievable – and I'm happy for it, too, because the closeout games over the weekend weren't any good. Game one of the Western Conference Finals wasn't any good. It was really nice to get a fun, competitive, clutch, just like – everything that you want from a conference finals game last night, not to mention, you know, you got the celebration with the Reggie shout out. Reggie's in the building.
Yes.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful basketball game.
When we talked about it kind of yesterday, like, Indiana needs to get this one.
Yeah.
Indiana needs to get this first one. And they were able to get it. And, you know, like, the pace was where the Pacers wanted it to be.
Yeah.
The Knicks played seven people.
It's going to be tough to play. It's going to be tough to play games like that.
Rick Carlisle's going 11. Mm-hmm. He's going 11 deep. And so and the thing with it was Brunson was aggressive early. They did a great job. That is what you do to him. You make him defend. Because when teams are making him defend, he's not big enough to guard, so he fouls.
Who are you talking about?
Brunson.
Brunson, yeah.
Yeah, and so he fouls.
Yep.
And that's why he got in that foul trouble. Yep. But they did win the Brunson-less minutes.
Yeah, that was the crazy part is they got him in foul trouble, him off the floor, kind of right where they wanted him in the fourth. And then Campaign comes in, and they extended the lead, and they just couldn't miss a shot, man. Like, everything they put up was going in to pull out to that 16-17-point lead. And here came the Pacers. They're just built for chaos. They play chaotic, and when the game gets tight late, the other team tightens up more, and they close them out, man. That's the third time in this playoffs they've been down by eight or more in the final minute and won the game.
Yep.
Nobody does that.
Nope.
No, except them. Three times.
Found a way.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
2-point game, 6 seconds to go. Halliburton driving. He's in the lane. He nearly lost it. He backs up and unloads a three.
Oh!
That did not happen. It hit the back of the rim. It popped high into the air, and it dropped gently through the net.
I wasn't, like, plotting on it or anything. I just, everybody wanted me to do it, like, last year at some different point, but it's just got to, it's got to feel right. And it felt right at the time. If I would have known it was a two, I would not have done it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I might have wasted it. If I do it again, then I might be, people might say I'm like aura farming. So I'm not, I don't plan on using it again.
Aura farming. I am unfamiliar with, would like to come back to that after we talk about what happened in the game last night. He was plotting on it because people were telling him he should do it last year. So you've been thinking about it for a year. It was the perfect time to do it because, of course, he thought that he made the three to win the game.
We all did.
We all did. Everybody thought he snuck his foot back behind the line before he took that shot, which, by the way, what an incredible shot to have in your holster, because he has it. He did it against the Cavs. So that's something that he works on clearly, and he's able to do. Foot was on the line, so they had to go to overtime. He played great in overtime, and they end up winning the game 138-135. But what a... what an unbelievable performance by him and Naismith. And that had to feel really good for Obi Toppin to get that dunk that put it away.
That was an and one.
It was. Yeah. He got fouled.
Yeah, that was an and one.
He got fouled because people may or may not know, but the Knicks basically just told him to kick rocks when they were retooling with Josh Hart and some of the other guys. So for him to catch on with the Pacers and be able to put them out of their misery in that game had to feel real good for Obi Toppin.
It did, man. Especially, you know, him playing at that point in the game.
Exactly. Too.
And so that's what we were talking about just before we went to break, was the depth that the Pacers play with as far as how many bodies that they use. We know what Tibbs is. And why do I keep just staring at his hair and wondering what is he trying to accomplish?
You're not the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what is Tibbs trying to accomplish with his hair?
It's the worst comb over.
It's let it go.
Maybe ever. Like, because it's not.
You can't comb that.
Right.
Well, you gotta
slicking it down.
You gotta put that with gel in your hand and just use your hand to just lay it down.
Right.
It is awful.
Because there's got to be somebody in his life who's got the authority to say something, right?
I don't know.
Like, hey, Tom, come on home.
I know plenty of men, married men, who have the cul-de-sac look.
Sure.
And you sit there, you wonder, they're married. Like, your wife, babe, it's time to let go.
Maybe she doesn't watch the games.
I don't know.
I've thought that myself. Like, what's Tibbs trying to do with that hair?
What are you trying to do? I don't know.
Anyway. Yeah,
but no, I mean, just, you know, we mentioned it, you know, it would be if the Pacers could get this one, the first game, and put the pressure on them, because they can easily win game two.
Sure.
I just think, you know, the way they play and their style of play, and they were able to, like, because, I mean, you look at it, you're like, damn, this game over. And the worst thing I do, you got to listen to all these damn New York Knicks fans. Hey, Tyler Halliburton. Like, dude, you didn't help them win the series last game, okay? You were outside, okay? So just shut the hell up. You were outside with your little ass microphone and your camera and interviewing Knicks fans, okay? None of y'all were in the game. Y'all didn't help, okay? Y'all didn't make it loud. Shut the hell up. But, you know, for them to get that win was big, man. It was. And you think about all the time off they had. And then when Rick Carlisle was asked about the time off and things like that by his team, because they had 8 days off between when they eliminated Cleveland to last night. And now games are more frequent now. So, I mean, you think about their depth, their style of play, because, you know, usually when you're running, it's miss, let's go. Right. No, they take it out the net.
Yeah, they love to run.
Yeah, they take it out the net. Boom, 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 let's go.
Yeah. That was one thing I couldn't stop thinking about last night was I know we're doing a lot of, like, nostalgia on the rivalry between these two teams from the 90s. Didn't look like that.
No. Hell no.
This is, like, one of the biggest differences. Like, if you wanted to show somebody, hey, here's how the NBA is different now than it was 30 years ago. Because even with Halliburton in that final shot, like, they only needed a two to tie it, right? So, luckily, it tied by getting – he had, like – pretty good look in the mid range to try to get a two.
They played. You remember the
and
guy?
He backed it all the way
slid
out.
Over.
Yeah,
he beat the defender off the dribble, and then the Knicks he slid in the lane. And he stepped back because he lost the ball.
Right,
and he got it back. Step back, and let that thing fly. But yeah, now those teams there, those are two of the toughest teams that were ever assembled.
Without question.
Like the Davises,
teams were just
the Davis with McKee
fighting each other.
Yes, with Big Oak in them.
Yeah,
them teams were just made. They like. They were a team full of just enforcers.
Derek McKee, very underrated.
Very underrated.
Excellent wing, like, glue piece guy.
Yes,
for some pretty good 90s teams between the Pacers and the Sonics. I got his autograph at a Mariners game one time.
He's from Seattle?
He played for the Sonics.
Oh, okay.
And my stepdad was like, hey, that's Derek McKee down there. I was like, really? He was like, yeah. I was like, you think I should go get his autograph? He's like, I don't know. You're seven. He'll probably give it to you. So I went and he did.
Okay, there we go. We just got to figure out how to
Shout out Derek McKee.
We got to figure out how to get another autograph.
Yeah, I just need a 7-year-old to help me out.
We're working on it.
I got a cute 4-year-old. Yeah. She can probably do it.
Bring to camp one day.
She has a lot of Huskies gear.
Yeah, bring her to camp one day while we're working.
Yeah, my
oh my God, that was
my foolproof plan to use my clout to get Mike Penix's autograph for this kid's not going to happen. It doesn't seem like we have to go back.
We got time.
There's no time.
We got time.
I did Google quickly. I was like, how much did that cost if I had to go that route? That's off the table. We're not doing that. We're much more likely to try to copy it.
I told you, dog, you better get you some white construction paper.
Nobody will ever know. Yeah.
Nobody will ever know.
All right. So the Braves didn't play last night, but here's Brian Snitker talking about last night's and actually tonight's starting pitcher.
He's maturing. Probably wasn't ready for what we put him through last year, but in retrospect, you're going to look back on it, and it's going to be great for him to have experienced what he did. How he handled it was the biggest thing that I was so impressed with.
Yeah.
That's always my thought process when we talk about these young players in Major League Baseball. People are like, we don't want to bring them up too soon. It's like, well, yeah. What's the worst that'll happen? They'll find out they're not ready yet, and then they'll go back and work on it?
Yeah.
Like, if they're so, like, emotionally damageable that a couple strikeouts or whatever is going to derail their life, maybe they're not your guy.
What?
AJ Smith-Shawver coming up and being like, oh, all right, I need to tighten a couple of these things up, and then coming back to the game and really being ready for it, I think, you know, is what you would expect. Mark,
what do people worry about more, damaging a young pitcher or damaging a young quarterback?
Oh, God, that's a great question. I think quarterback, probably just because you're also worried about injury,
right?
Like, you put him behind a bad line or something like that, but I just never, like, I get, like, if a guy's not ready and he's not going to help your team, but if a guy is so clearly better than AAA and he's young and bringing him up to the major leagues, he might be able to help a little bit, but he's also going to kind of ramp up his learning process. Mm-hmm. I'm always for that. Anyway, that's what they did with A.J. Smith-Shawver last year, and it's paying dividends right now. His last four starts, the Braves are 4-0. His ERA is 1.08. He struck out 23 guys in 25 innings. Like, all of the stuff that we were told about him.
Electric stuff, Andy.
Is happening over the last month, and hopefully it continues tonight. They didn't play last night because it got rained out. They'll make up that game in a doubleheader on September 16th, so one extra game down the stretch to play against Washington in the final month of the season. But a little unexpected day off yesterday. Back at it today with A.J. Smith-Shawver on the mound. Ronald Acuna went 1-for-4 with a double and a walk last night for the Stripers.
Did you see the clip?
No.
Okay, because he got the knee brace on. Oh, okay. He has a knee pad on.
Okay, all right. Let me look this up.
Yeah, he had the knee pad on yesterday.
Does it look cool?
No, not really.
Oh.
And everything Ronnie does looks cool.
Yeah, pretty
but
much.
But I think I'm watching him because, I mean, it was an easy pretty much stand-up double, but the slowing down part, you're like, I kept rewinding, like, is that a hitch in the giddy up trying to? Because that's the one thing about when you have these injuries.
Oh, here we go. I see it. Okay. Yeah. That looks like what I wear when I'm doing
carpentry.
Like plumbing.
Yeah, like carpentry. Yeah, the carpenter knee pad on. So I'm just curious if something, you know, as far as I don't want to get hit on it and things like that. But yeah, he has stand up double. And so, he's getting there. He's getting there.
I think, you know, it would look cool if it matched all the other pads that he has on.
Yeah, Zella.
Boy, he's stand-up double. I'm watching it right now. Stand-up double looks great. And then it took him 15 seconds to unhook all the stuff that he's got strapped to his left arm, his shin, his knee. He's got to put on those sliding mitts.
Another thing.
This is just another thing for one of these companies to sell.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, when we have fun with it, but I'm dead serious. Like, if my kid, we're in Little League, and he gets a walk, and his little ass sister has to take off all that stuff, I'm going to have a problem.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
You're not taking off. And then thinking your ass is going to lay it right there in the batter's box and somebody's going to come out and get it?
Yeah, because that is what they do, too, because they got bat boys, right?
Mm-mm.
The person that does that in Little League is the guy who's on deck.
Yeah.
I'm not picking up your your shin pad. Get out of here, man. We're teammates. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not saying that happens, but I bet it has.
Probably does. First base coach.
I bet it has.
Somebody's got to go out there.
I ain't running down that damn line to get your stuff.
Oh, no, you don't take it off at home plate. Oh, yeah. There's none of that. No, the kids that do, because Olivia wears batting gloves and she'll hand her batting gloves because she don't like keeping them in her pocket. She hand it to the first base coach. That's
why don't
fun.
You just
That's the best part, taking the batting gloves off and putting them in your back pocket.
Or just keep it on. Like, I would just,
She doesn't like wearing them at all.
I would just keep it on when I was on the bases.
Sweaty. She's a, you know, it's a girl.
He's a girl.
Okay, fair enough. Some people, I never did this, but I played with guys that would wear a batting glove under their mitt. Like you'd wear,
I did that.
You would do that.
Mm-hmm.
I never did that, but
did
people
that.
Would do that too, which is fine. Like it's not an unusual thing. I played with one guy that pitched with a batting glove on his right hand.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why he did that. Huh. He was a pretty good pitcher though. Anthony Matlock was
you
his
and,
name.
You and your first and last.
Yeah, he's
Tony Two Gloves.
Yeah, now we should have called him Tony Two Gloves. Is exactly what we should have called him.
Y'all Facebook friends?
You know, I don't know what Matlock's up to these days. He was a really nice guy. I hope he's doing well. All right. All right. Lack of respect for Georgia football? Question mark? Talk about that after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We will let you hear from Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich talking about the tush push not being banned. Among other it's kind of important, I guess, but among other topics, we'll get to that. Some other Falcons conversation at 12:20. The back page with Bo. We'll get to a couple different Georgia topics as the college, 94 days away?
100 away from Georgia.
Okay, 100 away from Georgia.
I saw Rusty posted that earlier today.
We got 100 days until Georgia kicks off the season. So what better day to talk about the lack of respect that Georgia is getting headed into the season?
They show us no respect, Andy. Yep. 7-5. Oh, my God. All right. Oh, my God.
Whatever works. Whatever works.
One of my favorite gifts, memes, reels. Oh, my God. 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 It's great. Sure, it's going to be one of the best teams in America.
Yep.
Don't let him fool you. But no, we talked about the Halliburton. They showed his dad last night at a sports bar. Dude, they ain't letting him back in.
These playoffs.
They're not letting him back in these playoffs, all right? And hopefully Pop's learned his lesson and everything. I don't think he has. But at the same time, I don't think he'll walk on the floor anymore.
Right. Like, I still think that he probably kind of thinks what he did was fine.
Yes.
But you have to sort of go through the motions and act contrite so you get let back in the arena next year.
Yes.
But what if they win a championship? Like, then can you really let him back in?
No.
Or is him being banned the good luck?
Oh, you know that right there.
You know what I mean?
You know that right there. I saw,
like, if Halliburton's pops is banned and they win the championship, he can never come back.
Yeah. I got a question because, obviously, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander won MVP last night.
That's right.
This is the seventh straight non-American player.
That's right. It's also the seventh straight different NBA champion.
And that's what, do they correlate?
I think so.
Okay, that's my question to you. Do they correlate? Mm-hmm. And how?
Well, yeah, right. I think those things aren't like directly related.
Right.
I just think they correlate in terms of like they're both really good examples of how different the league is right now. Now, I mean, you know, you could, if it was 15 years ago, have a super team that was built around a foreign superstar. You could do that. You just don't really have those types of teams anymore. So you're not probably going to have what we would traditionally have referred to as dynasties, right? Like I think the future dynasties are going to be like if you get two or three in like a decade or something like that. And then the Thunder could, you know, they're really young and obviously they've been really smart with the way that they've built that roster. But like, you know, this, how many finals did LeBron go to in a row?
Like eight?
Yeah, that's just not going to happen again. Like, you know, you're not going to have that. Yeah. You're not going to have that. And you're not going to have what they had in Miami. You're not going to have what Golden State was able to keep together for all those years in Golden State before Clay's injury and then adding Katie, you're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to afford to do that. So you're going to have one guy and then maybe a second, and then you're going to have to build around him. They're calling it the depth era. There was the big three era, and now it's the depth era.
The depth era.
Which is actually, you know, probably better.
Like, I don't agree with that. Mm. I like dynasties. I like dominant players. I like dominant teams.
Well, I like dominant players for sure.
I like dominant teams.
What I didn't love, and I don't mind dominant teams either.
Right.
What I didn't love was there was that micro era kind of like started with the Celtics and then probably ended with, I don't know, who was the last one to really do it? Teams tried to do it, didn't succeed. Where guys were just like, I want to go there and play with him.
Right.
It's like, all right, cool. That's fine. Do whatever you want.
Right.
But like, you know.
I liked it because I always felt like it was the best players on the best teams playing against each other.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I was.
But was that the best era of the NBA?
I didn't say it was the best era.
I just said
I liked it. No. I mean, I think in a lot of everything with the criticism has to do with what social media is now and things like that. But I mean, when we talk about, you know, if so-and-so would have joined, like you would never have seen Michael Jordan join forces with so-and-so. He never had the opportunity to do it, you know, but they were able to put two Hall of Fame players around him. And you talk about Dennis Rodman and obviously Scottie Pippen. Mm-hmm. Like, but that was more or less, because they brought Robin in, but you had Scotty and everything like that. Mm-hmm. You look back at the 86 Celtics team.
Well, Scotty was a trade. Well,
yeah, he traded from Seattle.
Yeah, they traded him for Olden Polonies, I think, on draft day. I believe so. Ooh, I believe it was Olden Polonies.
Yeah, another one of them people.
Yeah.
On that list, boy.
Didn't which list? There's a few lists he's on.
Not so cute.
Oh, one of the ugliest all-time NBA players list?
Yeah.
Also, impersonating police list. he got in trouble for pretending to be a police officer.
How do you this dude's like 6'11".
I was pulling people over.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I think. I'm pretty sure. Unless I'm just slandering the good name of Olden Polonies. I already called him ugly. Now I'm calling him a criminal.
Pretty sure
he got arrested for impersonating a police officer.
Olden Polonies. But no, I mean, you're going to just see these four teams. And we know the Knicks is the biggest brand of the four teams. We understand it because New York City and everything like that. But there's going to be this, and I want to call it these new champions. I think people, if it's OKC and Indiana, ain't nobody going to watch. There'll be people watching.
I will.
I'll watch.
You will.
You know, but there's not going to be the numbers where it would be a marquee player. No, I mean, nobody's crazy enough to know that. But if that's the case, then who's going to be the marquee names all of a sudden? Because you got Shea's MVP. But is Shea a marquee name?
Yes.
You think so?
I think so. Why wouldn't it be?
Do casual basketball people know about him?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Like,
who do they know about?
Like, they know Ant-Man.
Do they?
I think so.
They know Ant-Man?
I think they know Ant-Man.
And why is that? Because he's American?
No, I think more or less because his game is loud. Like, Shea's game ain't loud.
Okay,
you know
fair
what
enough.
I mean? Like, his game isn't loud.
Okay, okay, I can get behind you
he's
on that.
He's a great player.
I can understand where you're coming from on that one.
I
just feel like, his game specifically, but, like, because people are trying to make the argument that, like, because of where he plays, it's like Kevin Durant was one of the biggest stars in the NBA for a decade playing in Oklahoma City.
But Kevin's game was louder than his.
Yeah, a little bit louder. Though Kevin was still kind of like a silent assassin.
He was reserved and everything like that.
But, yeah. Yeah, okay. I can understand that. But okay, but so Ant-Man plays in Minnesota.
Yeah.
He's a loud game, and if they win the championship this year, like, he can be one of those guys.
Yeah. And I think Shea can be one of those guys. But my thing I always ask, box office. Is Shea Gilders box office? Like, if he's and I know Crazy's here, when Ant-Man comes, that place is going to be sold out. When Oklahoma City Thunder come here, what does State Farm look like?
God, I would hope people would line up to want to go watch that guy play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
He's a great player.
I don't know. You're bringing up really good questions because normally when you ask stuff like this, I'm like, yes, no. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe not because of the fact that what? Like, again, is it a foreign thing? Because did it pack the house when Giannis was here? Or is it because it was Milwaukee? Like, does it pack the house when Denver's here?
Because Joker.
Or is it because Joker? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, people will get
Like when LeBron and Dwayne Wade and the Miami Heat would come here, obviously the house would be packed out.
Yeah. Like, who in today's game has it where, and I'll use here, everybody's going to see. Like, everybody was coming to see LeBron.
Right.
Everybody was coming to see Steph. Everybody was coming to see Carmelo.
Uh-huh.
They were coming to see these guys. They were coming to see Kevin Durant and OKC.
Mm-hmm.
Does the appeal of going to see this OKC team, is it as big?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I guess not. It should be. They're really good.
Yeah. But see, you love basketball.
I know, and I think maybe that's part of it, too. It's like I have a hard time answering this because it's like I want to go in there and see all these guys. Like, I've loved to be able to get in the building and see Tyrese Halliburton play in person because the man's a star and he plays. It's unconventional the way that he plays. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not, he's not dunking on. Maybe that's what you mean by loud game with Anthony Edwards.
Right.
Like, he's kind of like a traditional superstar that we're used to in the NBA the last 30 years where he'll dunk on you and he's got all the different, like, almost power assets to his game, even as a wing player. Whereas a lot of these guys, even big guys like Jokic, are kind of finesse. Maybe that's part of it.
Could be.
I don't know. Or maybe it's because they're foreign and, like, people have to be okay saying that. Like, maybe we have a hard time. Honestly, like, because I don't know. Is he not as big of a superstar as some of these other guys? Well, why not? He plays weird, I guess.
He's just as good as everybody.
But Tim Duncan is American, and he kind of played quiet, and he wasn't nearly as big of a star as the other guys of his era.
So
maybe it isn't a foreign thing. Maybe it's a style of play thing.
Or it could be the market, or to say, like you said, the I mean, say it, That when Tim Duncan is one of the best players I've ever seen in my damn life.
Yes.
One of the best ever.
He's one of the 15 best players in NBA history.
Ever. Maybe
but
10.
He's also one of the most boring players in NBA history and boring personalities.
Yeah.
So no one talks about
it. The big fundamental.
Yep.
Yeah. And so when you look at where this playoff is, I mean, the Knicks, we just talked about the biggest brand. But the best player, they keep on saying Jalen Brunson, the best player. No, he's not.
In the playoffs still? No.
No, he's not better. He's not better than SGA.
He's not.
He's not better than Ant-Man.
He's not. But he's probably the third best.
Yeah. But, you know, that's why, I mean, you can't put – I saw that question. I was like, yeah, Jalen Brunson's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's not better than SGA or Ant-Man.
He's not.
And then you go to those two. Who's, I mean, those SGA won the MVP, but you're starting your team. Who are you taking?
I don't know.
I'm taking Ant-Man.
I probably am too, but man, it's a hard choice.
Because SGA is so, he just it's so freaking
good. It's a hard
good.
Choice. And he's really good defensively. And like, I think it's a hard choice for me because he plays a style that I kind of don't love. Like, Ant-Man's not out there foul baiting the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't love that Ant has gone to so many threes either. I understand why he's done it, and he's done it really well. But I just kind of wish he would stick with the aggressive style that makes him so dynamic, but you can't really do that maybe for 82 games and stay healthy. Maybe he can't do it throughout the playoffs and stay healthy because he seems to turn his ankle every single game now.
Yep.
And he's hobbled a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I probably would take Ant-Man also, but between the two of those, that's a tough choice though.
Yeah. Like, oh, no doubt about it. It's not.
But there's not any other choice in the playoffs right now that is tough.
No.
Like, it's easy for me to take SGA over Brunson. It's easier for me to take him over Halliburton or anybody else that's remaining. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. They should be marquee. Those guys are all incredible.
They're great players.
They all should
be
marquee.
Players. OKC is a great basketball team this season.
They are.
Yeah, there were a lot of great players, good depth and everything. He's the, you know, obviously he is the head of it, talking about SGA. But yeah, that's why when we talk about the next era of basketball, and there's so many great players, but who's going to be that fate? Who's going to be having the responsibility? And I hate to say the responsibility.
I just think it's different. I think it's different than it used to be.
It's a different culture of player.
Exactly.
It's not. It's more or less, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I just want to hoop.
Well, so that for sure.
I just want to hoop.
The personality player.
I don't want all but is it the politics of it?
Maybe. But I think, yeah, this sort of like the general personality of the generation as well. But I also think like you don't need the you don't need the marquee face of the league guy because of the way that the league is now, like you maybe needed 30 years ago, because people watch the game differently. Like, people watch the game on clips on TikTok, and people watch the games on NBA League Pass, and you just, like, the way that it's segmented and available in your pocket, the way that it didn't used to be, you watch your favorite guys. Fans of the NBA today are less
guy lovers.
are less devoted to
player lovers.
The team, the jersey, right? The name on the front of the jersey, and more devoted to the name on the back of the jersey. So I think, like, I don't know. I think you've got like faces of teams.
Mm-hmm.
You've got faces of, I don't know, generations maybe. But you don't really need a face of the league. I don't think you need one.
I don't. But
I think it's just the league is so different in the way that it's consumed and the way that the young generation is that you don't need a guy. It would be fine if you had that. But even if Michael Jordan existed now, it still would be different than it was then just because of the way the league is now. Like, people just consume it differently. You don't have to wait till Sunday afternoon to watch the NBA on NBC.
Yeah. You see they're talking about buying baseball up?
Who?
NBC. They're talking about getting baseball.
Oh, good.
Yeah, like, well, okay. It's like they need somebody to come out there and help them out. But I was like, NBC and baseball, huh? No, not really ringing. Not really ringing, huh?
But it used to be on NBC sometimes.
Was it
like the playoff games back in the day? Sometimes I don't know. Everybody's been on every network, like
that is true.
as like the because the NBA used to be on CBS back in the day. And then it was on NBC, and then it's been on ABC for like the last 20 years, and now it's going to go back to NBC,
yes.
Right? They just kind of take turns.
They shop themselves.
Yeah, they take turns.
They shop themselves.
All right. But
yeah, I think playoffs. I think it's going to be great, and I think it's going to be a while. Another repeat champion.
Yeah, I think
you might have a break then. How San Antonio used to always win those damn championships, mm-hmm. How they would win one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it's going to be. It's going to be like the segmented dynasty because they never won back-to-back championships, uh-uh. Did they? But they won five over the course of like 20 years or 15 years or something like that. I don't know. If anybody's going to do it, though, it's going to be Oklahoma City right now, though. Like, I think they are young enough right now, and they have enough draft picks, and they have a really smart general manager. I think that they're kind of built for this this era, this CBA right now. But we'll see how they do. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. We do have a little bit of audio from some of the Falcons coaching staff talking about rule changes yesterday, as well as some of the players that are already on the team. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.